2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Unrivaled, presented by G2G Bar on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Welcome back. It is 97.5 the KSL Sports Zone. Yeah, Cheeseburger in Paradise. We'll play some Jimmy Buffett all day. We have some tickets to give away later, right? For some Jimmy Buffett. This is a true story, Scott. I think my dad would, like, on accident have Jimmy Buffett on, like, in the radio when he was, in his workshop. He always had the radio on. It would either play soft hits or it would play, like, some Jimmy Buffett or something else, right? And I hated it. I'd turn off Jimmy Buffett as soon as it came on. Jake Scott, this is a true story. Jake Scott, back when I was an intern at this station in 2004, Jake Scott would just absolutely, Jake would bring us back from break with Jimmy Buffett, I don't know, every third break, just for fun. And I was like, why are you playing Jimmy Buffett? He's like, oh, dude, you got to love Jimmy Buffett. And since then, I got into Jimmy Buffett since 2004. I had to get you know, I'm not a parrot head per se, but we're gonna give away some Jimmy Buffett tickets a little bit later. Is that kind of in your wheelhouse, the Jimmy Buffett time frame?
You know, it's interesting. It should be, and it's really not. Yeah, because like, I'm not against Jimmy Buffett, but I don't go out and actively seek out Jimmy Buffett.
I do.
I like it. Like I hear this, I think it's catchy, it's clever, but it does take me to tropical places. It takes me back to Florida
I feel like it'd be on repeat down in Miami, dude.
Yeah,
for sure. All right, so we'll give some of those Jimmy Buffett tickets.
A cheeseburger in paradise,
it's a thing.
It's not really.
No, it is. I'm telling you,
I'd go more for a grouper sandwich.
A grouper sandwich. Yeah. No, a fish sandwich doesn't speak to me.
Oh no.
I'm telling you.
Have you ever had a grouper sandwich? It'll change your life.
Well, I'll ask
fresh
for it.
Fresh from the waters of the Atlantic.
Yeah, I'll call somebody, see if we can figure it out. Huh? But you know when you're at your hotel?
Take what you want.
If you're at your hotel and you're like in Mexico and you're just like, I want one of those cheap garbage slushies and a cheeseburger with some fries. Love it. Unbeatable. Jimmy Buffett knows what he's talking about. So don't try to show him up with your knowledge of the grouper sandwich. You can't have a grouper sandwich in paradise.
I'll bet you that Jimmy Buffett would prefer a grouper sandwich in paradise.
Well, that's because his tastes have changed. He's
it's a cheeseburger in paradise.
Grouper sandwich in paradise. Snapper sandwich in paradise. All those would work, right?
Can you make a
snapper sandwich?
How about mahi-mahi fish tacos?
I'm out of here.
Fish tacos in paradise.
Yeah, that would work. Fish tacos in paradise. Yeah, hey, it works.
That works.
You're right. Scott, before we get into our discussion here about the streaming rights and whether or not you would, if you don't already have Amazon Prime, if you would get Amazon Prime to be able to catch the Pac-12 games or the Big 12 games going forward. We'll talk about that in just a second. Did you see Greg Norman is not allowed to, or he's being asked not to attend a golf event that he actually established, that he founded?
Is there like a ban, like a court order? He can't come within 500
feet. I don't know. I think they're just, they're trying to be nice about it right now, but maybe they would, you know, put some sort of an injunction, a legal. I don't know if you could. But this is the QBE shootout was started by Greg Norman in 1989. And it's hosted as a charity event, and he's been doing it since then. But he won't be in attendance this year because he's been asked to stay home. So that gold course at Tiburon Golf Club in Naples, Florida, has asked that he doesn't attend. He said, sadly, after 33 consecutive years of playing in and hosting every shootout tournament, a co-sanctioned PGA Tour event, since I founded it in 1989, this year I've been asked not to attend. Why, one might ask? I think everybody knows, Greg.
Of course.
Perhaps it is because I'm helping to give golf a new heartbeat. I think that's it. Greg's trying to bring a new heartbeat to the game.
I'm not opposed to the LIV Tour, and I think when people actually look through this, you can't argue that you keep people from making a living. You just can't. Now, if they're making a living and it's known that, like, the money is illegal or whatever, then yeah, that's a different story. And I, you know, who knows where the money, I don't know. I don't think any of us really know, but it's a legitimate tour. But for me, it's Naples, Florida. Like, Naples, Florida is the part of Florida that, like, is, it's like you forget it exists. Like you just mentioned, I go, oh yeah, there's like a whole coast of Florida,
right,
that
inland coast.
And,
yep.
And they want it that way. Naples is a snobby place.
Oh really?
Oh my goodness. Oh. Yes. Yeah, they don't want...
Because Tampa's on that side, but I never thought Tampa was...
Tampa's... It's Tampa too, man. They do it different in Tampa.
Right, they're not snooty.
No. They eat grouper sandwiches, by the way. I had a grouper sandwich in Tampa a few weeks ago that was phenomenal.
Because I've been to Clearwater. I've been to...
It's all the same.
I've been
area.
To Tampa.
Yeah, Clearwater.
And I like those places. But I've never been to Naples. I feel like I'm not invited. Is that true?
You aren't invited.
Okay.
I'm not invited.
Well, Greg Norman's not invited either. So no, you, me, Greg Norman, out.
Right. I don't think I'd care, actually.
I just thought it was interesting that was the cause that's where we're at now.
Is Naples isn't like anything to write home about.
You know what this? Right? But you know what this feels like?
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
When that divorce happens and the stepdad is hanging out at the picnic with your kids and they've said, hey, might be better if you just hang back on this one and not go to this event. It's just going to be better for everybody. We're not going to tell you, we're not specifically telling you for sure not to, but I think it'd hurt the kids if you showed up to this thing. That's what this feels like. And it's a massive shot. Like, you have to feel bad. He's raised $18 million over the years for their charities for this event, and he founded the event, and they're asking him not to come because it's a PGA co-sponsored event, and he obviously is in direct competition with the PGA in the rest of his life.
Then there you go.
He brought his... Yeah, you can't bring your new hot girlfriend to the picnic. Your kids are going to be weirded out by it. That's what they're telling him. That's really what it is. You can't do that. You can't show up and try to act like everything's cool and everything's normal. All right?
In a couple of years, he'll be back.
Scott, do you think that the Pac-12 and the Big 12 as Amazon... streaming and Big Ten even. The NFL on Thursday nights are going to have these games on Amazon Prime. We saw the first one last week, and I was super excited to see a Thursday night game on a platform that I already have because we have Amazon Prime. But is Amazon willing to pay the type of dollars that will make it worth the while of somebody who wants to dip in and watch Big 12, Pac-12, Big 10? Would that make it? Would you get Amazon Prime for, what is it now, every year now, Jer? It goes up like $10 every year.
It's like $130 now.
Remember
next
what
year.
It used to be $89, and then you could get it for like a deal. It was like, or no, it was $99, but they're like, hey, but today only $69.99. Now it's like $129.99 for Amazon Prime.
So people,
that's not insignificant. So that's a lot. It's a lot of money to stream that thing for the year.
But people watch this stuff, and habits are changing and trending in a different way. And I certainly would rather be on the front edge of a new trend than on the back end or miss it altogether. The challenge is that ESPN or whomever, Fox, or that has the Big Ten, and they can't. They've already locked in the good games. Like, all the good teams in the Big Ten are not going to be on Amazon Prime. If I'm the Big Ten, the Big 12, and the Pac 12, the Big Pack.
The Big Pack 12.
I'm busting down the door to get to Amazon Prime. Oh, absolutely.
Apple TV.
Look, people.
Well, Apple TV is not one that I have, and so in my mind, if I got it, would it, so I guess I have to talk about a service that I don't have. Would I get Apple TV if Apple TV was going to stream these football games?
Yes.
Because I was looking at it. It's $139 now.
It doesn't
matter.
Prime.
Hold on, Apple TV. Okay.
People, look. People get all of these. They go, I get Disney Plus, and they don't even really watch Cinderella, and they don't have young kids, right? And they get all. I mean, they
get all the Star Wars.
It's because they're looking for content, and sports fans are no different. And if you have quality games, I mean, we're talking in the segment before this about how the Pac-12 has actually got a pretty decent thing going on this year. And I'll go back to my comment yesterday about, you know, degenerate gamblers. They don't care. You know, if people are going to tune into this, they're going to want to watch it. They're going to want to pay attention to it. And especially in a situation, if it's on a Thursday night, we love football. It's been validated. We'll watch it any day of the week, and we're happy to watch it. And if you're the only game in town on Thursday night, you're not competing against other college football games, heck yeah.
I just wonder if there's I just wonder if somebody really would fire up a brand new subscription for Amazon Prime to be able to get this. If Apple TV would be another addition. Because I would honestly have to go, I don't know. I'm already paying for all these subscriptions. I'm already stealing Scott's HBO Max sign in. So I have another commitment to try to get this other one figured out.
Another one to steal. You have the Silicon Valley, where streaming is invented, right? More or less. And then you're going to get your Stanfords. You're going to get your Cals. These people are going to go, hey, cool, Pac-12 football, Pac-10.
Is that their voice?
Yeah,
hey, cool. I think if those services come to the Pac-12 and the Big 12 and the Big 10, and they say, here's how much money we're going to give you for that content.
Here's what I think would be cool. If you could somehow, through your app, while you're watching the game, have someone deliver to you in a drone food to your house. Did they do it at your house?
Yeah.
Do they have drone service to your house?
Yeah, they're getting there.
I mean, it kind of kills the Uber drivers and all those people.
I hope not. I want all of it. There's room for all of them.
You know that this is where everything's headed, don't you?
Yeah.
We're headed to our own personal drone. That's how we're going to travel in the future. Everyone's going to have their own drone that they're going to fly through the air.
Here's the thing, though. I hope that we don't have to fly it. I hope it's automated. I hope that it's like a...
It'll be the drone equivalent to Teslas.
Well, think of the idiots that are driving on the roads right now.
That's why it'll be a Tesla. It'll be a self-flying drone.
But they can't figure out the Teslas right now to even work.
Yeah, they can.
Yeah, how many of those videos I've watched, they go, these Teslas couldn't even recognize these four fake children in the road.
They have a hard time with motorcycles.
Then I don't want...
Well, just don't drive a motorcycle.
Well, these drones are having a hard time recognizing broadcast house. They just drop you on Fourth West from 700 feet up. They haven't quite gotten it down yet.
Drones aren't hard to fly. Because they got the four propellers. It's easy.
Oh my gosh, this is a guy. Have you ever? I'm not gonna ask that. This is dumb. Have you ever flown,
flown a drone?
Come on, Scott.
Yeah, I've flown a drone. They're easy.
Oh my gosh.
I've even flown an airplane.
Like now that I know you have.
Yeah, I didn't crash that either.
Oh my gosh.
I think a self-driving flying the drone. That's I figured out
that's
the
where
next
we got
technology.
So we're gonna be streaming all of our Big Ten games and Big 12 and Pac 12 games, and we're gonna be flying our drone to the stadium the weeks that we are watching it.
No, okay? You're gonna have them fly your food to your house.
I will say that if the drone can just drop me off at Rice-Eccles Stadium, at Lavelle Edwards Stadium, and then it flies away, and then
if
it comes back
Cougar
and gets me after.
Boom. And you could watch streaming a game and know that you could get a cougar tail at your house, I'd watch the game. But you only get it if you're watching the game.
Is there a signature food item at Rice-Eccles Stadium, by the way? You guys got to work on that. I mean, I know they have good food there, but because I think they have like,
kettle corn was kind of a thing.
They have J-Dogs there.
Yeah.
They have the pie. So, I mean, they still have good food.
Pie's good. It's great.
Goes it. That'll the pie will take care of you for the weekend, man. All right. Let's take the break. Jeremy's dying. He's hoping we get the break right now. Should we just stretch it out just to bug Jeremy? Stop playing tobacco's game. Control your future. Get free nicotine patches and nicotine gum at waytoquit.org. Waytoquit.org. We'll come back. What are the odds? A shortened version of What Are the Odds next, so stay with us. Unravel continues. Dallin Holker. Is he going to end up a Ute after the transfer portal news? That'll be one of our questions. We'll come back. More to go here. Unraveled continues. 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.